coming up in just a moment, we will be speaking with Brandon Walsh about his awesome documentary, Marionettiste, which is a finalist for RIFF Best Short Documentary of 2024. And I just loved this film.
Same, honestly. It was amazing. So creative as well.
I know, yeah, right? I love how it was kind of from the perspective of the puppets.
Yeah, I know. It was so cool.
This film captures the artistry and dedication of the puppeteers who keep this wonderful tradition alive, and we can hardly wait to hear more about Brandon's journey in making this documentary. So let's get right into it. Brandon, hello from Australia, and thanks so much for joining us for our RIFF 24 series. How are you today?
I'm good. Hi, Tara. Hi, Arcadia. Hi, April. Thanks so much for having me.
It's so great to have you on the show today.
We here had an instant fascination with puppetry from the first time you saw a show. Can you tell us what was it about puppetry that you found so fascinating?
I don't know. There's a lot to it. I mean, it's just such a creative kind of art form. I mean, I always loved puppets growing up, watching Sesame Street and the Muppets. But I think when I, even at a young age when I went to puppet shows, and even now having made this film, I think there's something different about when you're live in person, unlike watching a cartoon. It kind of reacts to you, and you can look it in the eyes, and I don't know, it's a different kind of experience.
It kind of makes cartoons feel a bit more realistic in a way.
Don't get me wrong, I love watching Bluey. I know that's your hometown hero out there. I've also been following, let's see, who is it? Is it Pesto the Penguin? Am I getting that right?
Yes.
We've been hearing a lot about Pesto, so I've never been to Melbourne, but he might just get me out there.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the theater and why you felt compelled to create a documentary about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I live in Los Angeles now, and that's where the theater is based out of, but I moved out to Los Angeles a couple of years ago to attend a university. So my girlfriend and I went to a show out at the theater. It was a show called Fiesta, which celebrated Dia de los Muertos, and it had all these puppets and celebrated culture and celebrated life. And just to, like, see the joy and the experience and the colors and the music and the fun, and then knowing that they've done shows for the past 60 years here in Los Angeles, it was just kind of overwhelming to think of how much joy they've been able to kind of create in the people who go to the theater. So I wanted to spend more time there, and I wanted to just learn more about the theater and the people behind it.
Yeah, and speaking about culture, the puppets themselves are such a huge part of the theater's charm. I'm curious, how do you choose which puppets would speak in the film? Was it difficult to decide the characters to feature?
Right, so yeah, in the film, whenever you see a person speaking, kind of how you normally would in a documentary, instead of seeing their face talking, I made the choice to actually show the puppet speaking and lip-syncing the interview portions.
I loved that.
Which I thought would be fun. It matched the fun. Yeah. But I made the decision to let each of the participants choose which puppet. So when you see Edward talking, just know that I didn't choose for him to be a skunk. Edward chose for himself to be a skunk. just so that they each got to choose. But It was fun because they each chose someone that kind of embodied their energy. Diego chose this kind of flamenco character, and Jules picked a stalk of broccoli. So in a way, each of the puppets kind of represented themselves pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, and I have to say that
I really love that.
It added a lot to the just feeling of the film.
Yeah.
Because it just had, like, this lovely feel about it.
Out of all the incredible moments you captured while feeling Marionettiste, what was your favorite part? Was there a moment that really stood out to you as special?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many moments. The shows are so creative and fun and beautiful and funny. But what was really kind of some of the moments was actually after the shows, because they have moments where they bring the puppets out, families, children of all ages, young and old, could come and interact and actually talk with the puppets. There was one moment after a show where they were kind of, a family was talking with one of the puppeteers, but the kids were kind of locked in right with the puppets. And I was kind of filming, and there was a moment where, and it's actually the last shot of the film, where kind of an infant, kind of a very young child is locked in eye to eye with the puppet. And you can really just see how much that child believed it.
Mm.
It was just this feeling of wonder, curiosity, and joy. And for me, when I saw it, I just knew that that had to be the last shot of the film.
That's...
because that captured everything that I was going for and hoping to portray and make a movie about it.
That's beautiful, because in the theater, your goal is to captivate the audience. So when you get a moment that, like that, you know you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's great about making documentary is that you never know if a moment like that will happen, but you just happen to be there at the right time, and you're really thankful that you're there to capture it and share it with other people.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations again, Brendan, on creating such a heartfelt tribute to the world of puppetry. We're looking forward to seeing Marionettist showcase at RIFF 24 and hope audiences will walk away with a renewed appreciation for the beauty of this craft. Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences with us today.
Woo! Bye.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, and say hi to Pesto for me.
Bye.